Fifth Avenue with a childlike vision sleeping into view. The click and clacking of the high-heeled shoes. Ford and Fitzroy and Madame George. Might sing with the soldier far behind. He's much older now with head on drinking wine. And that smell of sweet perfume comes drifting through. Or the cool night air like Shalimar. It ain't sad the making of a stop. A kid's out in the street collecting bottle tops. Guns for cigarettes and matches in the shop. Happy thinking, Madam Joy. Oh, that's when you fall. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's when you fall. Yeah, that's when you fall. Sitting on a sofa playing games of chance. With your folded arms and history books you glance into the eyes of Madame George. Game weaker and your knees begin to sag. You're caught up playing dominoes and drag. The one and only Madam George. Let them attend frosty window wrap. She jumps up and Lord have mercy, I think that it's a cop. And immediately drops everything she got down into the street below. And you know you gotta go. The sandy road, throwing pennies at the bridges down below, and the rain, hail, sleet, and snow. Say goodbye to Madame George.
Van Morrison and the Story of Madame George. That's from his new Warner Brothers Reprise LP. And that's a fine one, too. This is Tom Donahue at KSAN. And let's see, we have the new Charlatans LP to play from a little later on this evening. We'll be hearing from Cream, Judy Collins, a lot of other good things. A set that will include the new Beatles single, too, so you get a chance to digest it two or three, four more times. If you learn the words or something. Roger Calkins is, as I've told you before, my favorite redneck. He came out from Kansas City, where he'd been a rock musician, and got into the music business a couple of years ago, and now has four stores in the Bay Area. I ran into someone over at Nova Express last week who has a record with Roger's group, and I'm anxiously awaiting its arrival so that we can play it on the air, and you get an idea of just how heavy a musician Roger was. Sort of Kansas City surf music, from what the fellow described it. Now, at any of Roger's music stores, you can take advantage of a new lease purchase program for musical instruments and equipment. Under the program, the customer actually purchases the equipment, but has the option to return the merchandise at any time after a minimum of 90 days before the final payment is made, as long as payments are up to date. The lease purchase program is ideal for people who are interested in using the best equipment for a small financial outlay. But now dig. The catcher here is as long as the payments are up to date. And I know there are times when musicians don't do that. Roger Calkins has stores in Berkeley, San Mateo, San Anselmo, and in San Francisco at 2264 Market Street.
Northern California music box and discount record stores.
Woo! new group on Atlantic.
Now 10 o'clock comes forward.
Collins, and along the way we heard a Leonard Cohen song that's one of my all-time favorites called Dress Rehearsal Rag. Unbelievably beautiful lyric. And after that, Ian Tyson's composition, Someday Soon. It's 29 after 7, and this is Tom Donahue at KSAN, KSAN, Metro Media Stereo 95, San Francisco, Oakland.
When you want an extra special beer, drink Carlsberg. When you want an extra special toast, toast with Carlsberg.
Let us be gay while we may, and see love with laughter. I'll be true as long as you, but not a moment after.
Now, a toast to taste.
Gold.
From Carlsberg, the glorious beer of Copenhagen.
Did you know that programmers make $300 a week?
No. Why do programmers make $300 a week when cab drivers and mailmen only make $110 a week?
Well, I guess it's because there are more of them than there are programmers.
Well, why do you suppose there are so few programmers?
Well, because a programmer has to know how to run $1 million worth of IBM equipment, but a cab driver only has to know how to drive, and a mailman just walks around.
Well, why do you know so much about programming?
Well, I've been going to Programming and Systems Institute. They have a course that trains programmers just a couple of months.
Well, how do you get in on this course?
Well, first you have to pass their aptitude test. Then you have to be accepted in one of their classes. Since they have only 10 people to a class, they have to be selective.
How do they select?
They select on the basis of who they think would make the most of the course, graduate, and make the grade in industry. They have a placement service, you see, so they want students who are going to be able to get jobs as programmers, and consequently makes their placement service worthwhile.
Sounds great.
I heard about it on KSAM, the offering, the free booklet, and aptitude test.
What's the name of it again?
It's Programming Systems Institute. That's what it is.
Of course, in programming, you always have the possibility of getting a lot more silence than that. Hold on now. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I want to play some Queen, and I want to particularly play a song for you that was the first big hit by Cream that we had in San Francisco. We originally started to play the English albums, and the cut that everybody wanted to hear on the album was Spoonful. That was the first English LP, Fresh Cream. And then when it came out in this country, they didn't put Spoonful on it. Then the company put it on a 45 RPM record cut in half, only not in stereo. And I think to this day, they have yet to put out a stereo version of this particular cut. There have, of course, been other Spoonfuls, the long one that's in the big album by Cream, Wheels of Fire. But I still like this one, so let's get with it, Cream and Spoonful. really do believe that given my choice of all the things that Cream have recorded, I prefer those three. The original Spoonful, and Outside Woman Blues, and Crossroads, an old Robert Johnson song. This week, Bill Graham's Fillmore West has moved over to Winterland, and it's such a monstrous show. The band, the people with the music from Big Pink, the Sons of Champlin, the Ace of Cups, and Lights by Little Princess 109. Now, Winterland is a Post and Steiner in San Francisco. Showtime is 8:30 to 2 each night, $3 on Thursday, $3.50 on Friday and Saturday. No Sunday show, so don't wait for that night. Then next week, Bill Graham will bring you Led Zeppelin, Julie Driscoll, Brian Auger and the Trinity, the Colwell Winfield Blues Band, Lights by the Brotherhood of Light. On Tuesday night, of course, it'll be another local band jam and audition with a basketball game preceding the jam, and that's the Fillmore Fingers playing an all-girl team from Monterey. They have turned to chicks because they lost last week to the Brighton Express. They should have been wary of them. You gain a lot of manual dexterity juggling trays. So they're going to take on some girls next week. And again, this weekend, the band. And by the way, last night, Robbie Robertson was ill, but he is in good health tonight. So they'll be playing good, long set for you. A couple of them, as a matter of fact. Two sets tonight. The Fillmore. Move to Winterland. Winterland is Post and Steiner in San Francisco. Get yourself there.
And now, the continuing saga of Renfrew of the Groupie. Today, Renfrew discovers some introspective tidbits about himself and about Jamie. As we join Renfrew and his groupie girlfriend with her new album by Jamie called Awakening, they have gone to his groupie friend's condominium.
Do you like Jamie more than me?
Renfrew, I like Pestilence more than you.
Are you, what they say, putting me on?
No, Jamie.
Are you ready? Come on, let's go. We still got time. Let's have the show. Are you ready? Come on, let's go. Familiar faces we don't know. We're going round town all around.
I think you do like Jamie more than me.
You're very quick in grasping the facts.
Oh, do you really think so?
No.
Were you doing that pudding thing again?
I'm through with the hating, through with raising my hands, yeah.
I like it when people can sit down and reason about things together.
Yeah.
I love you.
Who are you anyway?
Join us tomorrow for Renfrew of the Groupies, brought to you each weekday at this time by Capital. In today's cast were Renfrew, Girl, Sick Wolf, and Jamie, who you can easily put on by purchasing his album, Awakening, at your record store.
I was rapping a moment ago about playing Cream in the early days from their English LPs, and the same held true for Jimi Hendrix when we were all over at KMPX before the gang moved to KSAN. And Hendrix was another one whose English singles we started playing originally and made a big hit in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, this is the only town in America where his first record did become number one. And I want to play you some groovy Jimi Hendrix right now, starting off with the title song from his second LP, Axis Bold as Love.
Anger, he smiles towering, shiny metallic purple armor, green jealousy in his waist behind him, her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground, blue all the life-giving waters taken for granted, they quietly understand, once happy turquoise diamonds lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yes. and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of bittering, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's pricing like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm a golden bird.
start these up. That's all right, I still got my guitar. Look out, baby.
Metromedia Stereo 95, San Francisco, Oakland.
Have you ever been to a place called East of the Sun? East of the Sun has books on wild plants, herbs, tarot, astrology, numerology, palmistry, Kabbalah, Zen, mythology, the American Indian, East of the Sun.
Well, these Victorian decoration papers are really good. These are reproductions of old things. They're done in Germany and abroad. The designs themselves are done with a certain process of etching color that makes the color very soft and pretty and very old-fashioned.
Brer Rabbit.
Brer Rabbit.
In German.
Brer Kid. Prayer angel.
Little angel. Little kid.
Oh, we have some horrible, like cat faces and things that are really neat. Some beautiful flowers.
Here's Albert King.
He's raising fan about latest chord. He's hitting the B flat right. I'm gonna make a this is the last thing I do. Now to come home to you here and put your cold feet on me. Get warm your feet, woman. Hanging around the studio for 3 days in a row now. Think ain't nobody gonna get out of here but Sam and Dave, Rufus Thomas, Carla Thomas, or Eddie Floyd. They the only one know how to play the blues. I play the blues myself. Yeah. Give every disc jockey that blew across the country. If you don't get this, we got a hole in the soul. If you hear a little fuss, it ain't nobody but us.
When they shop for hi-fi, they have to go down to the warehouse district and sit on a packing case. Well, the House of Music is here to say that isn't so. They have a beautiful store with a fantastic demonstration room and prices as low as you'll find anywhere. For instance, the Ampex Micro 30 cassette recorder with built-in FM radio is only $129. Get one of these and you'll never have to buy another record. Take a look at the Ampex Model 750, a superb tape recorder for only $199. And for a real bargain, listen to the Ampex Model 415 speakers. They're only $39 a pair. If you're looking for hi-fi, drop by the House of Music, and you too will say...
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
The House of Music, 1718 Union Street near Goff. Hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. The House of Music.
Now my lovely and beautiful assistant, Wanda, will pass among you and select a volunteer who will help me with my next trick. Ah, here he is now. Step right up to the microphone, sir, and don't be nervous.
Okay.
You will, of course, sir, attest to the fact that we have never met before and that I have nothing up my sleeves, nor do I have any pigeons or fowls secreted in my vest.
Sure.
Give me your watch, please.
Okay.
Presto changeo, there you are, 17 jewels and a baby chicken. Now for my next and final trick, I will endeavor to sell you all a copy of this phonograph record by the charlatan.
No.
There, don't be skeptical. All I do is repeat the magic words, money, money, money. And presto changeo, your soul.
Hey, yeah.
Works every time.
The new Charlatan's LP is available on records. And not many rock groups can make that statement.
We'll be right back.
I get feeling low sometimes. I get feeling blue. Sometimes it gets so broad down that I don't know what to do. Sometimes I feel like walking, sometimes I feel like lying down. All I want is drink of cool water, but there ain't no springs, say there ain't no springs around. Taxi motor running and my bed walking out the door. I ran out the door and I looked down the road just as far as I could see. And another man had my woman and the lonesome blues, say the lonesome blues had me. Lord, it sure had me. No way in the world for you to know what it means to be high on the hog. I know that things have got to get better, cause they just can't do it, just can't get no worse. No, they can't get no worse. And they already
Pictures now brings you the greatest double bill of all time, The Odd Couple and Rosemary's Baby. Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau in The Odd Couple.
Who wants food?
What do you got?
I got brown sandwiches and green sandwiches.
What's the green?
It's either very new cheese or very old meat.
Poor baby. Whose baby? Pray. Pray for Rosemary's Baby.
Paramount Pictures presents Mia Farrow in the William Castle production, Rosemary's Baby, co-starring John Cassavetes and directed by Roman Polanski.
Suggested for mature audiences. The Odd Couple and Rosemary's Baby, both re-released on the same theater program in Panavision and Technicolor from Paramount Pictures, a Gulf and Western company.
Thank you.